Back here on the B&B Falcons locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA. Mike Smith now joined by Justin Cope, the boys head coach for the B&B Falcons. Coach, you're 12-5 on the season. A loss in a couple of tough ones in your last two contests, 64-52 to Frankfurt, and then last night a 50-46 loss at Onega. Even though both games were losses, do you still feel that your squad played pretty well in both games and was right there in them?
I think last night we played a lot better than what we did on Friday. I don't know if we actually had the effort that we needed to have on Friday night against Frankfurt. And credit to Frankfurt on that. I mean, they came out ready to go and took us out of our game plan a little bit. So last night I thought against Onega, I thought we competed. We did what we wanted to do. We held the big man down in the first half and held him in check and what we wanted to do. Got away from us a little bit in the second half, but then we took the lead with, under 2 minutes to go, and then he hits a tough shot, and then we're playing the old foul game to catch back up after we missed our shot. So our effort was there. We're right there. It's just a matter of putting the pieces together and everybody coming together as one.
Your big men had a pretty good game last night, and Cody Hyman and Curtis Stahlbaum are both in double figures. Also, Eric Herter got double figures last night as well. Would you maybe kind of want a little more balanced offense, though, as those three guys kind of had most of your points?
Well, that's a little bit more balanced than some teams around have. So, usually we have about three guys in double figures, and it's a different guy, a different three sometimes every night out. So we wish we could have five, six, seven guys scoring between 6 and 15 a game. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But, we didn't shoot the ball particularly well last night. We shot 39% from the field, and we shot really well if we got the ball in two-point land. We just couldn't hit the threes last night, and sometimes that happens, and when it's not going on, that's things we still got to learn yet, is that then we need to go inside with the ball a little bit more and play from the inside out instead of playing outside in.
This stretch here in February to end the regular season for your squad features some of the top squads in the TVL. Do you feel maybe that benefits your squad going into sub-state right now? I mentioned you played Frankfurt and Onega here, and you got some tough games coming up against Centralia on Friday. A good thing for your squad to have these tough games late in the season?
Well, it doesn't matter when they're on, when you play them. I mean, you're going to play all of them at some point. So whether it's now or whether it's the beginning, it to me, it's irrelevant because this game could have been in December and it would have the same relevance. So as far as it being late in the year, yeah, I guess as long as you're playing well, and you might not win the game, but if you're playing well, I mean, that's a step in the right direction. But as far as the time of the year when we play it, it's not really particularly important.
Anything particular that you're wanting your squad to execute in the final games of the regular season here to gear up for postseason play?
Well, that's probably right there. You just said it, is we just want to make sure we're gearing up and we're ready to go, and we get into that sub-state with the highest seed possible, and then, you leave it all out there, and that's the thing about basketball over probably any other sport. If you're all it takes is one game to sort of get the momentum changed on your favor, and as long as the effort's there and as long as you're competing as a team and trying to get better every day, and we're doing that right now. We're still trying to get better, and there's things that we're, with the late start and some things there and still things we're still putting in and changing and adapting and learning what we're trying to do. And, that's the thing. The longer we can extend the season, then the better opportunities we can provide ourselves. And so we just want to get the sub-state, best possible seed, and give ourselves a chance to hopefully win a semifinals in the sub-state and get to the finals and leave it all on the line right there.
Well, Coach, good luck in the next couple of games. Friday against Centralia at home on 92.1 KMZA. We'll have the broadcast. And then next Friday against Clifton Clyde.
All right, thanks a lot.
That was B&B Falcons boys head coach Justin Cope right there. The B&B Falcons locker room chat sponsored by Doug Hyman of Shelter Insurance and Baileyville State Bank.